Hey, what's going on there, sports fans? This is Roy, and this is your Tampa Bay Fantasy Sports Second. Before I get into fantasy, if you hear any kind of flapping, some breeze going around, I just bought a new cockatiel, and this thing is off the fucking rocker. He's out of his mind, so don't mind that. I'm going to see what I can do. Tie a string to it, hold it down. I don't clip its wings. They told me to do that, but I was like, I ain't going to do that. Know what else I ain't going to do? I ain't going to agree with FSU being ranked number 3 in the college football playoff rankings behind Alabama at number 1 and Oregon Trail. Did you ever call it Oregon Trail? No, you call it the Oregon Trail because that's what it was fucking called. I'm not going to put them at number 3. But in the AP Top 25, Florida State's ranked number 1, Alabama 2, Oregon number 3, USA Today poll, same there, and then the ESPN Power Rankings. So I don't know what the fuck that means, just people going, this is who's good. I just don't agree with a number 3. Basically, in the top 25, they're the only unbeaten team. Yeah, they've had a somewhat weak schedule, but so has a lot of the other teams that are in the top fucking 25. So I don't agree with it, but what the fuck do I know? I'm not on the board. I'm no Condi Rice over there. So other FSU, I'm pulling for TCU over there, ranked number 5. So enough of that bullshit. Pop over to the Rays. Rays still looking for a manager. Barry Larkin, still a big name they're talking about. Another quick little news update here. The Rays, not the Rays, who the fuck are they? The Lightning there lost to the Islanders Tuesday night, but luckily the Canadiens lost to the Penguins, so that stays the same in the rankings there. So here, what you came for, your fantasy sports second. Let me give you your Bucks stack for this week. Bucks roll into Chicago to play the Bears. It's pretty cold up there this year, so I don't know how they're going to fare out in that type of weather, but we'll see. I'm going to see if I can come up with a good lineup. Make myself some money as well as you. If I can touch on last week's fantasy, I was within 7 points of winning $10,000. Sadly, I could not get those 7 points. I picked Frank Gore. He did nothing for me. But I did in that lineup have Josh McCown. I did have Mike Evans, and I did have the Bucks defense, which I said, fuck it, I'll just roll with them. And they put up some real nice numbers. So let's see if I can duplicate that and get those 7 remaining points. And if I do get that, you will never hear from me again, you fucks. So here we go. We're going to start with QB. Obviously, Josh McCown. Bears defense, their pass defense is not good. It does not look good. It hasn't looked good. They've taken a bunch of injuries on the defensive side in the defensive back area. So they're not looking good. I'm thinking Josh McCown can roll in there and do some nice things. He's been looking good these past few games. Okay, let me bounce on over to Mike Evans. So let me put up the stats here in the last 3 games. He's had 21 catches on 29 looks his way, 458 yards, 5 touchdowns. That's a stat line you just can't ignore, especially with how many. He's got 18 looks in the past 2 games, 334 of those yards coming in the past 2 games with 3 touchdowns with Josh McCown going in there. So obviously, McCown's looking his way. That's going to be the guy. Now, the Bears defense could focus on Evans, but then they got to worry about Vincent Jackson. So I still think Vincent Jackson maybe get more of the coverage. That's what's leaving Mike Evans open so much to put up that many yards, get that many looks, that many catches, that many touchdowns. But he also is just a big guy who racks up a shit ton of points for you on the fantasy side. So you definitely have to stack McCown and Evans. You can throw Jackson in there. I considered it, but I don't think I want to risk it. I think I'll just stick with McCown and Evans. Fuck it. I'm going McCown, Evans, Jackson. I've decided. I had Torrey Smith in there, but I think I'm going to toss. I'm going to go McCown, Evans, Jackson as the stack. I was going to put Patrick Murray in there. Murray? I don't fucking know. He's a kicker. No disrespect. And I was thinking about the Bucs defense, but they are playing a high-scoring offense, and I don't think they can. Defense can keep up with that like they did over there in Washington. So that's your stack for the Bucks. Let's move on to the running backs. I didn't trust any of the running backs, again, for the Bucks. So I'm going with Jamaal Charles, Kansas City versus Oakland. Oakland giving up the sixth most rushing yards in the league. Then I think a sneaky pick is Isaiah Crowell. For Cleveland, Ben Tate just got let go by the Browns, and they're going into Atlanta, who's given up still giving up a lot on the ground and in the air, for that matter. So he's still got Terrence West to compete with, but I'm going with Isaiah Crowell. He put up some nice numbers. I'm hoping the coaches are going to stick with him. Now, on the receiver, another Cleveland player there. I'm going with Josh Gordon, his game back. First game back after, I believe, a 12-game suspension for doing something stupid, as usual. We'll see how long this lasts. But, again, Atlanta's given up a lot in the air. And if their defense can't keep up with Atlanta with their passing attack, they're going to be airing it out a lot. So I think Josh Gordon has got something to prove coming back, letting him know that it was worth the wait. So I think he's going to put up some nice numbers. So on to the tight end. I'm sticking with Kobe Fleener. I had him in one of my leagues last week, and he put up some big yards, I think. About 120 and a touchdown with Dwayne Allen being injured and Indianapolis going up against Jacksonville at home. I think he has a good chance to put up some nice numbers again. Kicker, Billy Cundiff, another Cleveland guy. So I'm really stacked on, might as well be the Tampa Bay Cleveland stack. So I'm going with Billy Cundiff. He keeps him in games, putting up the field goals. He can hit them from nice and long, get you some extra points. Defense, I'm going with San Francisco 49ers in San Francisco. Not so much San Francisco, a little outside, but oh well, what can you do against Washington? And the way that the Tampa Bay defense handled them, it seems their offense has fallen apart. So I'm hoping a much better defense like the San Francisco 49ers is going to be able to handle the Redskins pretty good. Better than the Bucs did last week, which you couldn't have done too much better than they did. So let's go from the top here. QB, Josh McCown. Running back, Jamaal Charles, Isaiah Crowell. Receivers, Mike Evans, Vincent Jackson, Josh Gordon. Tight end, Kobe Fleener. Kicker, Billy Cundiff. And defense, San Francisco 49ers. I'm hoping that's a stack that's going to put me over the threshold here, make me some big money. I hope you do the same. Give it a chance. You know, I'd stick with Josh McCown, Mike Evans, Jamaal Charles, and Kobe Fleener, San Francisco 49ers D. I think that's my lock. I feel real good about them. The other ones, I'm just looking at the matchups and I'm feeling good. As long as the coaches feel the same way, I'm hoping they do. So we'll see what can happen here. I'll fill you in on how it went next week. I hope your fantasy weekend goes well as my own. So, hey guys. Thanks for listening. This is your Tampa Bay Fantasy Sports Second Strong.